Don. What's with the toga?
Oh, hi, Ayle. I'm wearing my toga to work today in honor of an ancient Greek named Iamblichus.
Iamblichus? What did he do?
Iamblichus is known for having written books about the Pythagoreans, a mystical sect of early Greek philosophers who investigated numbers. They were very secretive, and without him, we might not know how much they actually accomplished.
Okay, so what's with the hammer?
I have this hammer with me to recreate the scene on the day that Pythagoras discovered the connection between numerical relationships and harmony.
You mean musical harmony?
I do. Listen to the sound this hammer makes when I strike it against something. According to Iamblichus, the Pythagoreans noticed that the hammers being used by blacksmiths in town made a ringing sound when they were struck. If the weight of two hammers bore a simple numerical relationship to each other, such as, say, one being twice as heavy or three-quarters as heavy as another, their sounds when struck were in harmony. If no such relationship existed, the sounds they made were not harmonious.
So, in modern terms, we would say that musical tones are vibrations in the air, and that basic numerical relationships between two vibrations cause them to sound either harmonious or dissonant.
Exactly right.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.